You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Bill Doors, the editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
Also with us is Anna Chandler, multimedia editor of Savannah Magazine. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Emily.
And it's a busy weekend, starting with some music tonight.
Yeah, the Georgia Southern University Armstrong campus is getting rolling this week with their Piano in the Arts series. The first concert is Thursday at 7:30 p.m., and this one includes members of the newly formed Savannah-based group, the Blue Heron Chamber Ensemble. There'll be ongoing programs through Georgia Southern at the Armstrong campus throughout the year, and I would encourage people to take a look at it.
And there's also lots happening in music this weekend. It all continues on Friday as the Savannah Voice Festival is still going on.
Absolutely. On Friday afternoon, the Voice Festival is presenting Hansel and Gretel, one of the most performed children's operas in the world. Hmm. And the super fun thing about this is we're going to have these great talented voices, but also this is a collaboration with Garrison School. So the students are going to be performing in this opera, which is super exciting.
And then there's even more music Friday evening.
Yeah, at 6 p.m., there's a special early show, again, part of an ongoing series. Savannah Stopover and El Rocco Lounge have paired up. We'll feature the Anders Thompson Trio. Anders is one of the most talented guitarists, singers, frontmen in Savannah. Should be really, really good. Later on Friday, Cedric Burnside will be here playing the late show. He's a fabulous blues musician, an incredibly expressive performer as well. I guarantee that will be a good time. Late show Friday night at the Jinx.
So yeah, lots of music and also a movie musical?
Yes, so SCAD Cinema Circle has been doing this great series called Hitchcock or Hepburn this summer. As you can imagine, one week you might have an Alfred Hitchcock film, another you might have an Audrey Hepburn film. And this week it is Hepburn, and it is My Fair Lady, the beloved musical with Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison. I'm partial. It was my favorite growing up. The songs are great. You have The Rain in Spain. I could have danced all night. And Audrey Hepburn, our typical elegant American woman doing this Cockney accent and just being downright hilarious. So,
and I mean also the costumes.
Oh, like, the costumes are so good.
That dress, that hat, it's just delightful.
Yeah, still holds up. So definitely worth checking that out.
And then on Saturday, we've got a big old birthday party.
Leopold's Ice Cream is celebrating 99 years. It is their biggest bash ever. If you've ever been to a Leopold's Ice Cream party, you know that they know how to celebrate every year. Whatever birthday it is, that's how much your scoop's going to be. So this year, it is 99 cent a scoop. And there's plenty for kids to do. Activities from Live Oak Public Libraries. The Oatland Island animals are going to be there. And also, there's going to be a special t-shirt for the event. And a portion of shirt sales are going to benefit Oatland Island, given the damage done from the recent tornado. It's also going to be free crafts, games, and face painting by Glitterbox Studios. And at 3 p.m., everybody needs to head inside for the cake cutting, and kids young and old are invited to help blow out the candles.
Speaking of Oatland Island, there's also an event for bees.
Yes, Saturday afternoon, 2 to 5 p.m., at the Coastal Empire Beer Company. That's out on 79 Ross Road. From 2 to 5, the Coastal Empire Beer Company will be hosting an event for for National Honeybee Day. It's a benefit for the Coastal Empire Beekeepers Association, who, of course, keep bees out at Oatland, which needs help and support, as we know. Sounds like a great day of activities. Dark Shark Taco Attack will be the food truck in residence for that afternoon.
Bill Doors, who is a columnist for the Savannah Morning News in DuSavannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Anna Chandler, multimedia editor of Savannah Magazine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.